Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 13th day of March. You know, last week, the station had asked me, because the Yankees, I hadn't made a visit to the Yankees yet, so they were like, you need to go see the Yankees. The Yankees want you to go down to a show. And I said, and it came down to today. We couldn't find a day that worked for the Yankees and myself. We tried last Friday. It wasn't any good. We tried a couple of days, and they said today. And I said, no. I said, can't do it today because you never know. This is the start of the season for the NFL. All hell could break loose. So you don't want to be trapped talking to Brett Gardner on a day where all heck could break loose in New York. And voila, that's the reason why I didn't go, because this was a possibility. Now, I didn't expect some of the things that have happened. I did not expect Beckham to get traded, because when he got that contract, when they gave him that contract, which I was dead set against, I just felt at that point, odds on having the team accept the dead money they have to accept and find compensation and find two teams that can match up in every way is so unlikely that I just don't expect him to get traded. That's the biggest reason. And I know everyone's – and I haven't heard anything. I did – went on the app last night after the Beckham thing was announced. I didn't take calls. I just, you know, did the commentaries for a while and went through everything that I wanted to do, and then I didn't take calls, though, last night. I wanted to wait till today to do that. I did not hear a word on the station today. I didn't want to hear anything. I didn't hear any of the shows, so I didn't want to – because, you know what, I figured if I listened today at all that I'd just get – tired of hearing the same thing over and over again, because it's going to be one of those days. So on those kind of days, I like to stay away from everything just so everything's fresh when I get there, so that, you know, it's not the same thing I've been hearing for hours and hours, because I know it's a one, you know, it's pretty much, it's Beckham, it's Bell. I mean, that's what it is today. We know that. So here we go. Number one, you know what my take's going to be. I mean, you know that I haven't been a Beckham guy from the beginning. I felt the Giants have mishandled this from Jump Street. I felt that they, from the Carolina game, when they didn't discipline him, they ruined everything. I thought they ruined the team. They ruined the discipline on the team. They sent the wrong message. They let him get off on the wrong foot, and everything snowballed after that. And 5 years later, you have a player who is extremely talented that people have bent over for and just done anything to accommodate, and all they've done is lost. And they've given up who they are. And, you know, what I said last night was welcome back, because to me, this is the first move the Giants made in a long time. It's the Giants. And I think the Giants, they eat that contract. When you eat that contract, it's not a general manager. Everyone's attacking a general manager. This is ownership, guys, ladies. This is ownership. When this kind of deal is made, this means ownership has had enough. This deal is not made by an employee. This deal is made by an owner. This has to be blessed from the top. They were sick of him. That's what it came down to. It was enough is enough, even after the contract, which meant all the dead money. Because you don't give him the contract if you're going to get rid of him. Makes no sense. But they gave him the contract because I think they still wanted to keep him. And then after that, they said, you know what? We gave him the contract, and then this, and then that, and then this, and then that, and he doesn't play the last game and everything. And you know what? They had enough. They had enough. They finally had enough. And to be fair, considering it's not easy to find a landing place for him, they didn't get a bad deal. the compensation is not outrageously bad. Now, you can quibble over, we can always quibble over, should have been a two, it should have been this, should have been that. But the bottom line is, they can come out of this with four players. They got Peppers. They have $5 million that they save on the, now they have 16 dead, but they have $5 million that is cleared because he's not here. So that's a second player. Then you have the third round pick, which is a premium pick, and then you have the 17th pick. Number 17 on the first round. So you have the ability to bring four players in. You have to make those players work. Otherwise, the deal looks worse. The deal looks better when you bring those players in and they play. I know everybody is anointing the Browns and killing the Giants, but I can tell you right now, I have no problem believing that the Giants can win more games this year than they did in any year except the 11-win season in the last 6 years, when the last 5 years that Beckham was here. I think all they have to do is win more than six. I think they can do that. Now they got to put this defense together, and now they have picks where they can do it, and hopefully they make the right moves. And hopefully they make the right moves top to bottom, because they have to make the right moves. If they don't, they're going to have a lot of problems because they got a lot of holes to fill. But to me, you know what? I'm not going to give you a laundry list of when did you get sick of Beckham. I got sick of him from the beginning. I couldn't tolerate any of it. And the Giants did. From when Tom, when I went nuts on Tom, when Tom didn't go after him in a Carolina game. I'd had it then. Talent isn't enough. It takes chemistry. It takes character. It takes discipline to win in football. More is not more. More is less often. And the bottom line is, they haven't had a disciplined football team pulling in the right direction in 5 years. Blame anybody you want. Bottom line is, to me, now they can get back to being the Giants, because now they can put together a team again and be a disciplined team, because they've been dysfunctional for 5 years. And he has rubbed their nose in it. He has not been in any way. He has been above their rules. He has done what he wanted. He's played when he's wanted. He's talked when he's wanted. He's done what he wanted. And all it's led up to is nothing except losses. And I put the record at 31-50 over the 5 years, and I know he missed games for two reasons. One, if you're going to be good, that means show up for the games. Because if you don't show up for the games, you're never going to be good. And number two, this team was an undisciplined, dysfunctional mess in a large part because of him for the last 5 years. And I blame management, I blame ownership, I blame coaches for not having the guts and the backbone to discipline this guy from the beginning. So I've hoped this day would come. I didn't expect it to come, but it's about time it came. And you know what? I know there's going to be plenty of you think, oh, we lost Beckham, what are we doing? You know what? Let me see him win once first, okay? And then tell me how wonderful he is. All he's done is create a mess here for 5 years. And listen, the Giants, it's not his fault that they wrecked the offensive line or they made bad picks and bad free agent picks and everything else. That's not his fault. But the fact that this team just never, ever was pulling in the right direction and had any cohesive toughness or any discipline to it for the last 5 years is in a large part because of his presence. He was an enormous presence on this team, and it was all negative. So for me, it's a step in the right direction. It's about time. Now, again, they have to be, that's over with. They have to be extremely honest with themselves now. And hopefully they have been already. And that is, if you don't think you can plug the holes this year, then go to a total rebuild and go get yourself a quarterback. And if you think you can, then put everything in the right place and take a run at doing something this year. That's your call to make. That's what I expect management to make. That's what I expect the general manager and the head coach to make, that decision. and then just go about the best way you can to put the players and the pieces together. If you don't think you can do it, then this is the year to rebuild, and that means go find your quarterback. But don't bring another quarterback in here and then turn this into a nonsense season where you're going to basically say, oh, we'll try to win, and then when we don't, we'll make it a season about the next quarterback, all right? That is what you don't want to do. That's halfway in it. That makes no sense for anybody. So they made a bold move. They finally showed some backbone. And they're taking hits right now, but you know what? Who cares? Tell me what they accomplished with him. What do you want to do? Have him go through a couple more years of what we saw last year when he plays when he wants, talks when he wants, does what he wants? Haven't we seen enough of that? Haven't we seen that for the last 5 years? I mean, enough's enough. Now, I'll save the Jets and Bell because we'll do this in stages. I'll take a break. We'll get to your Beckham, and then I'll give you my thoughts on Bell, and we'll go and take your calls on Bell. So first up, Beckham calls when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.